Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hello, welcome back to Stupid Genius, my podcast. I'm Emma Chamberlain, this is Stupid Genius, and you're listening to Stupid Genius. Thank you. Today we're going to be talking about why does our skin wrinkle when it's in water? And, you know, I love me some showering. I love showering. I love me a good shower. So I know a lot about wrinkling fingers because of all the showering I do all the time. Also because I love swimming in the pool, in the ocean. I used to like go to a pool every weekend with my family and I would just be in the pool for like 8 hours and I'd get out and my whole body would be one big prune. And it was awesome. I loved it. I loved going in the hot tub, looking down at my fingers and seeing my little raisin snacks of fingers that they were at that time. And yeah, I mean, recently I haven't been going in as many bodies of water, except for when I shower shower multiple times a day, very rigorous showering routine. I am still familiar with the pruning of fingers because of my very rigorous showering routine. Anyways, but yeah, I've never known why your fingers get pruny like that. It doesn't really make sense to me because I don't see why. Like, I've never thought about it and I've never really cared to talk about it or think about it. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to care and think about it. But before we get into it, let's talk about the word of the day, which is sebum, which I actually know exactly what that means. Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay. So isn't sebum like it creates acne.
I think it's definitely related.
It's like the stuff that comes out of acne. I know that because I'm going on Accutane so that I can not have sebum anymore. Anyway.
Well, it's not going to get rid of your sebum because sebum is the oily secretion of the sebaceous glands that act as a lubricant for the hair and skin and provides some protection against bacteria. So it's also a good thing.
Okay, yes. I think it's like, well, I don't know what Accutane does. I know it like kind of, it makes your sebum, it makes it so that you produce less sebum so you don't have too much and then you don't get acne anymore. So anyways, really excited to have dry skin for 6 months. I haven't started that yet. Very excited. Very excited, guys. We'll give you updates. We'll give you Accutane updates. Hopefully I don't die or something. Anyway, but I think this actually helps me because I think I know what happens now. And I think because of the word sebum, now that I know that sebum does more than just acne, I think I know exactly what it is. And I think I'm going to guess on the first try. So let's see what happens. Guess number one and only guess, because I am perfect and also a genius and stupid and a genius. So number one guess is that when you're in the water for a long period of time, your body keeps, the water keeps removing the layer, the protective layer of oil or sebum or whatever the fuck it is. It keeps removing that from the top of your skin. So then your body keeps replacing it, right? Like it keeps putting out more oils and then it runs out. Oh no. And then because it runs out, there's then the wrinkles, because that's where all the sebum and oil used to be, but now it's empty.
You're like 50%.
No way. Y'all, it's almost like I studied for this test and I didn't. Oh my God, it's finals. It's time for finals right now. Sorry, guys. I hate to bring this up. But anyways, I feel like this is my final exam right now. Okay, so I'm 50% there. Where did I go wrong? But don't tell me, but like kind of like give me an area.
Do you want me to tell you what you got right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you got right that it's washing away the sebum from the skin.
Okay.
The water is.
Okay, maybe because it's washing all of the, is it washing the sebum or the oils or both? Or is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay, so because it's washing away all of the sebum, that's such a fucking gross word. Anyway, it's not as gross to me though when I'm watching Dr. Pimple Popper and seeing the sebum come out of the zits. I love that shit. I'm sorry, I said it. I love Dr. Pimple Popper and I love popping my friend's zits. So if you guys need your zits popped, I'm here. I don't get grossed out. I will not judge you unless you have like a really, really huge one. I won't judge you still, but I might like throw up in my mouth a little bit while working on it, but I'm not gonna judge you though. Anyways. My number is 800-588-2300-EMPIRE. So call me. Anyway, what even is that for?
Empire Carpet. It's carpet, I think, right?
Dude, the fact their marketing is incredible. The fact that I just fucking literally regurgitated their entire phone number. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they need to give their marketing guy a raise, but, okay, my guess is that when all the oils and sebum gets washed away, then your fingers get dry because there's not any oil hydrating it, and then it goes, and then it crumples up.
No.
Okay. Maybe it's your body's response trying to, let's say there was an emergency and you needed to climb out of wherever you're swimming in because there was a shark. Okay, so your body, when you're in the water, you're not as, you don't have as much traction like when you're trying to do things. So maybe your fingers getting that texture on it is in order to help you climb.
I can't believe you just guessed that. That's part of the theory of it, yes.
No fucking way. Yeah. You're kidding me. Wait,
I never would have guessed that.
Yo. This is why I have a science podcast, because I am kind of stupid, but like low-key though, I'm a little bit whatever. I mean, that's pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
Okay, but now I'm just, that took all of my like mental strength, all of my mental ability, like that took like everything I had out of me. So now I just need the answer.
Yeah. So your last answer was like 50% right, but the other part was like wrong also. So, but anyway.
Okay.
So staying in water for a long time washes away the skin's sebum. As a result, the water can penetrate our outer layer of your skin. This causes your skin to become waterlogged. Researchers believe wrinkly fingers could be an autonomic nervous system reaction. Why? Because it's easier to pick up wet objects with wrinkly fingers. Wrinkles on your fingers may give you more grip, kind of like treads on a car tire.
What the fuck? Wait, that was crazy. Wait, okay, I'm serious. I did not Google that before. Like, that was literally, we literally came up with that like 5 minutes before I got here. Like, I had no time to even cheat, and I never have cheated on one of these. So I'm just going to say that that was the ego boost I needed. I woke up at 1 p.m. today. I feel stupid. I feel like a loser. But now I feel like I'm going to fucking create the next Tesla truck. So, like, because I feel that smart right now. So I needed that. Thank you guys for being here. Now let's talk about things because we're done with that. It was fun, but it's time to just talk about me now, my favorite part of the podcast. I think I know what I'm going to start with. I'm going to talk about, and I think I've talked about this on here before, but I need to discuss and vent to you about how bad my addiction to TikTok is becoming. Not making TikToks. I don't like making TikToks, but I want to explain to you how big of an impact TikTok has had on my life. Okay, for starters, when I watched TikToks, like, it's genuinely an addiction at this point, and I've gotten all my friends addicted too. We cannot stop watching TikToks. The way that their algorithm is set up is so fucking incredible. It's so incredible because you have your following page where you can watch like people that you follow, and they're constantly shuffling it up. So like after you've seen all the new content, they just start putting old videos of the people that you follow in the feed so that you're still getting like interesting stuff that you might have not even ever seen before because it might be super old, but you're always watching something new. Whereas on Instagram or whatever, or on Snapchat, you're just constantly seeing the same thing and it's fucking boring. Facebook is dead to me, so I don't even know what that is. The only time I go on Facebook is to like look at photos of me from when I was younger on my mom's Facebook page, or like to find something funny to put on my Instagram story. Like, that's it. So TikTok's algorithm is incredible because also then on the For You page, which is like the Explore page, which is what everybody watches anyway, it's just like popular TikToks, and you can just scroll through and find funny ones. You can go on there all day and you will never get bored. You will not. They did it so right. And I love TikTok. I'm in love with it. And I never thought I'd say this because I hated Musical.ly. I thought it was so stupid. And when TikTok first, when it went from Musical.ly to TikTok, I was like, good luck, losers. Nobody liked Musical.ly. Now nobody's going to like the bootleg version. TikTok, gross. Now I'm going on my screen time right now to see how many hours I spend on TikTok a day. It's so bad and unhealthy. And this is also because it's winter and I'm a little bit having bad time. Okay, wait, wow. It says I spent 7 hours on YouTube this week. So guys, I'm true to my career. Okay, let's see how long I spent on, I don't know how this works. Oh no, it says I spent 11 hours on, okay, I get it now. It says I spent 11 hours on YouTube because I was listening to a sleep meditation while I was sleeping, and that's 10 hours long. See what I'm saying? All right, so that's what that was. I was starting to get like really scared because I was like, ooh, that's like not good because like I probably, yeah. Okay, so I spent 4 hours on TikTok this week, according to my phone. I suppose I've spent 2 hours
So they spent 2 hours on my iMessages, which is weird. 2 hours on Instagram this week. 30 minutes on Twitter. Like, I barely do anything on there. 10 minutes on Snapchat because I don't have any streaks with anybody because nobody Snapchats me back. It's super offensive. 5 minutes. Wait. 5 minutes on Safari and 5 minutes on Facetune because I was trying to Facetune, like, my, like, you could see. I can't explain that story. I'm not Facetuning anything bad, but, like, my armpit was, like, I didn't shave my armpit, and I was trying to, like, make it not. Anyway, so that was the 5 minutes of me on Facetune. I didn't end up posting the picture either because I don't know how to Facetune. So, like, every time I try to, like, fix anything through that, it just, you can tell. So then that's so fucking funny, though. I actually love that. Like, so anyway, my total screen time this week is 24 hours. But that's also because I did spend 10 hours on TikTok. I mean, not on TikTok. I spent 10 hours on YouTube listening to those meditations help me go to sleep. So, can you blame me? I do feel guilty about that.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Aren't TikTok videos pretty short?
Oh yeah, they're anywhere between like 2 seconds and like 60, but like rarely 60, usually between 2 seconds and like 15 seconds. It's like Vine though. You just cannot stop. It's like Vine, but like better. And I've found like so many cool people that I'm like friends with through TikTok. Like if I see a cool TikToker, they're all like so nice on there. And it's so much like, okay, but the only problem is when I try to post a TikTok, I get fucking roasted on there. It's a hard audience to post to. They are ruthless. The commenters are ruthless. But do you know what's so crazy? Last night, my friend and I were messaging each other TikToks. And if you look hard enough, there is this whole dark side of TikTok that, like, if you find it, it's scary. Like, people in these weird, I mean, like, it's scary. Like people that are, like, probably should, like, go to jail. Like, they, like, are, like, threatening, like, they're, like, not in like a bad way, but like they're being like, they're just like terrifying, like the shit, like weird people, like in like weird dungeons. Like I've found some scary shit, and like I don't know, like, and they get like a few likes, like they'll get like 3 likes, but if for some reason they get on your explore page, because anything's possible, anything can get on your explore page. So like if you get one of those things on your explore page and then look at their account, like it's terrifying. Also, the TikTok trends are like really, I personally can't make TikToks because I have a hard time being like creative in a short amount of time. Like, I don't like that. I like more of like a, you know, like I like longer, like for me, like I just don't thrive on like a shorter, I have a lot to say. So trying to fit something into 60 seconds for me is virtually impossible, considering I can't stay on one topic for more than 5 seconds. So like for me to get from the beginning of my story to the end of the story, it takes about an hour because I end up going off into so many different directions that on TikTok, I would actually probably have to be straight to the point, and that is not physically possible for me. So TikTok's not my thing. Sometimes I try to like, if I watch TikTok for too long though, then I want to make a TikTok so bad because I'm like, I wanna join. Like I feel left out. I'm a YouTuber. you know, I should probably do TikTok too, you know, like to fully be all over the place and have all the different things on, but I just can't do TikTok. I wanted, and all the popular girl TikTokers usually are like the girls that are like renegade, you know, they're all the dancer ones. And I mean, yes, I know my rhythm is crazy good and I'm very good at dancing. I know, but I just don't know if I can, I just don't know if I can put that out there yet. But if you guys like harass me enough to make really good dancing TikToks, I might consider it. I've made some pretty good ones with my friends. Like, we'll just have fun. But they're not good. They're not good quality TikToks. I almost feel guilty that I even post them because they're so shitty and they aren't even talent. People put so much work into their TikToks, and I put a video of me like fast motioning, like head banging on my like door, and I think it's funny, and then I post it, and like, and it's not a funny TikTok, you know? And I tried to do a few talking ones, and then I just felt so rejected from the TikTok community because they don't want me, you know? They don't like my, they don't want me. They want me, I'm not bringing anything to the table for them, and so they just roast me, and I don't blame them. TikTok is a very strong community of talented beings, and I have not earned my place in the community yet, and I'm working towards that. Anyways, so if you guys have any TikTok recommendations for me as to what I should do, I do like it. I want to figure out how to make TikTok worth it for me, like how I can make it my own. I'll get there. I just have to think about it and find my way. One time I made a mini vlog on there where I dropped my keys down my garbage chute and then went into my dumpster and had to find my keys, and then my keys ended up being behind my dumpster the whole time. So I just dug through my entire dumpster and had trash all over my legs and my hands and my arms, and it splattered onto my face because I was trying to find my keys, because my car key is like $400 to replace. And also because I have like keychains on there that like are cute and mean something to me. So I was like, I'm not gonna like lose it. And then I looked in my trash can. Anyway, I have a vlog of that on my TikTok. That was kind of fun to make. Maybe I'll start doing vlogs on TikTok. But is that allowed? So hard in this day and age to keep up, you know? I don't know. We'll see. What else besides TikTok? Well, TikTok fucking is my life. That's probably why my circadian rhythms are off, because I just watch. I like, oh, 15 minutes go by and Emma can't fall asleep. 40 minutes of TikTok. Put it down. Emma can't fall asleep. It's now 4 a.m. Emma picks up phone. TikTok for another hour and a half. It's 4 a.m. It's 5 a.m. now. Emma still can't go to sleep. She needs to figure out a way to go to sleep. Emma makes a TikTok. It's stupid, per usual. She puts it into her drafts. Maybe I'll post this later, she says. Then she picks up her phone again. Then she puts her phone down. And then she goes to sleep. Then she wakes up in the morning. It's time to watch more TikToks. She watches TikToks all morning. It's time to maybe get some work done. Does work for a little bit. Thinking about TikTok the whole time. Finishes work. Goes on TikTok. That's all I do anymore. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Cats are not real human children. However, I have two cats, Declan and Frankie, and they mean so much to me that they might as well be. We love our pets. Our pets are our world. And Beyond Pet Food makes it simple to care for your pets while caring for the wider world too. Beyond recipes are made with wholesome ingredients like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. It's natural with added vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And Beyond has donated almost $500,000 to the Nature Conservancy to support initiatives like improving ethical fishing practices and promoting sustainable food production. Good for your pet and for your world. Visit beyondpetfood.com to check out all of Beyond's natural recipes.
Well, I guess we could talk about Christmas. Would that be such a crime? I mean, because Christmas is coming up. Christmas used to be my favorite holiday, and now I couldn't fucking care. I really couldn't. And this year I got a little mini Christmas tree. Declan's already ripping off all the fucking ornaments. Might as well not even be a tree. Might as well just be like a stupid... Might as well just be a cat toy at this point.
Does he eat the bristles itself of the tree?
Oh, yeah. He like will climb. He'll like hop up into the tree and start ripping off the ornaments. Then he brings them into my room and just starts going bing, 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 bing. And he's playing with them in my room while I'm trying to sleep. This morning I woke up to Declan, my cat, just in case you didn't know. He had ripped out my earring and he was chewing on it in my ear. I'm losing my mind. I love him so much. He's such a great cat and he's so sweet. And when he's like being relaxed, it's awesome. But then when he's ripping out my earrings and then chewing on them in my ear, I lock him out of my room so I can sleep properly. And then I let him back in when it's time to wake up. But he's very, very bad behaved. He's not a good kitty right now. And I heard it's because he's going through his teen phase, but I am so pissed. Also, I kind of want to get another cat because I've heard that if you have two cats, it actually makes both of the cats behave better because number one, they put each other into each other's place. They also get to play with each other. And so they tire each other out so that you don't have to play with them as much. Also, that would mean I get a new kitten. So like the thing is, I'm considering it. My friend Mikey just got a new cat and that thing is so, it's like this tiny little, I got to see it yesterday and it was, I mean, the way that kittens sleep on you is like different. Like, cause like my cat now, like, okay, Declan, like I love him. He's amazing. Wow. I mean, you know, he's as good as he's going to get for now. And like, you know, when he sleeps with me or like sleeps on me, like it'll like last for like maybe 15 minutes. Kittens will sleep on you for 6 hours and they will not know. And you could pick them up and they're just like, and they're just laying back and they don't even care. And it's great. So I kind of want, honestly, I just wish that cats could stay like that. You know, like I wish that cats didn't go through a teen phase because the teen phase is, it's taking a toll on mama. All right. She's, you know, it's tough. Like my house is just getting ripped apart because he's so bad.
Does he sleep well, like through the night, or is he like romping?
Once I go to sleep, he's like good. Like he like will, he'll like sleep on my, it's actually kind of sweet because he'll like, I mean, when I go to sleep, like I don't like really let him, I don't want him to touch me unless he was like being nice touching me, like, you know, but he's not. So like he used to be like that when he was a kitten, like, but now he just will sleep like on my bed, but like far away from me, which is kind of nice because I'm like, okay, I still feel his like presence, but I'm not having to like deal with him. So that's good. But it's like at 8 a.m., he's trying to eat my toes. And like, and then, you know, by 9 a.m., my earring is out. I've actually lost about probably 6 earrings due to Declan chewing them out. And I mean, they've been like nice earrings. I'm like, Declan, you know, this is why we can't have fucking nice things. I never, like, he also, okay, the one annoying thing is he tries to rip off my jewelry. So like, I have this bracelet that's like silver or whatever, and he like, and it reflects so he can like see it, and he tries to rip it off while I'm sleeping. But now I have cuts. They're all kind of going away because I kind of figured out how to stop him. But he tries to like chew it off while I'm sleeping. And so I went through this period where I just had all these, like my arm was just ripped up because I would wake up and he's trying to rip my bracelet off, and everyone was like, did you like put your hand in like a blender? Like, what did you do? And I'm like, no, like Declan's just trying. Also, I don't like cutting his nails because I don't want to like hurt him because I don't want to get too close to his quick, or like whatever the quick, you know, like where if you cut too close to their nail bed, then they like start bleeding. And I definitely could do it, but I just get nervous because I just, my mom has been cutting my cat's nails my whole life. So like when she visits, I just make her cut Declan's nails. So his nails are so sharp. And so when he like, it's not an innocent, cute little scratch. It's like you're getting ripped open. Not to mention, oh my God, this pisses me off so bad. This like, this makes me so mad when he does this. So picture this, I'm on the toilet. And obviously, and Declan will do this thing when I'm on the toilet where he'll jump up into my lap. That's cute and all, right? Well, no, because then he's sitting on my lap. I'm like, okay, it's kind of weird, dude, but like, sure. Like, it's fine. He's a cat. Like, whatever, he doesn't care. And then he'll start to like lose his balance. Oh my God, sorry. I'm so mad at him for this. Like, I'm so mad. Just, oh my God, it makes me so mad. Holy shit, I'm getting heated. So he'll start to like lose his balance on my legs. And then he'll start, and then he'll fall off. But then he'll try to catch himself and he'll fucking reach around and onto my like bare skin, and he'll reach his nails into my skin, and he will fully be propping himself up and pulling himself up using my leg fat. And I'm like, and it hurts so bad. Like I've like had full, like my legs are just ripped because of him. And not only that, but he'll also do it like if he's falling off my bed while I'm sleeping, and I don't like to sleep with a lot of covers on. So like he'll like rip into my back. Oh my God. Cause I sleep on my stomach, and then he'll start falling off the bed, and then he'll like reach up, and oh my God. And I swear to God, it's like walking past a door handle and your earphones ripping out, combined with like hitting your funny bone, combined with like getting your toenail ripped off, like all at once. That is the feeling of when Declan tries to use me as like a fucking, I don't even know, tries to use my skin to help him pull himself up onto said surface. Like that is the exact same feeling. It is such a nightmare, and I don't know what to do, and I need him to have a friend. I'm getting another cat. But then guess what? I just had like this vivid image of like me finally getting another cat, being like, and it being good for like a week, and then like a week goes by, and then now they're both trying to hop up onto my leg at the same time while I'm like on the toilet, and then they're both ripping off my other leg. Like, I don't think I can do this. I need a dog. I can't. Cats are great, but like I'm getting physically upset thinking about what Declan puts me through. But then when he's in a great mood, it's awesome. Like, I love when I get to like lay in bed and I'm on TikTok, shocker, and he's just like laying in my little arm, and we're just vibing. Like, we're just straight vibing, and I love when we have that moment. But it's far and few between these days, because now all he wants to do is just play. It's like, dude, it's not why I got you so we could be homies and we could just chill in my bed, you know, and like relax. And then he's now just ripping out my leg hairs with his fucking nails. It's really shitty. But no, I love him, and I still try to forgive him despite our differences. Okay, I'm done. Fuck it. Happy Halloween. I'll see you guys next week. It's not Halloween. Merry Christmas, if it's like near Christmas, or maybe it is Christmas, or maybe it's like near Christmas. Whatever. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas. That's fine. It's none of my business. And also, have a good holiday. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, you probably are actually having a better time than the people who do celebrate Christmas, because Christmas is really stressful and everybody just gets mad about whether your gift was either too generous or not generous enough. So can't wait for that family debate that we're all going to have this year about why Timmy should have bought Jeremy a better gift, and why my grandparents only got me a painted rock for Christmas. Like, that's always the debate that we're all having. Try to make the holidays not about gifts. But good luck. Happy holidays. Goodbye.